Okay, we are here with Angel Mary and the Tennessee Werewolves.
Ow!
This is Antoine Wolf.
And Christian Wolf.
I'm Angel Mary, and yep, we're Angel Mary and the Tennessee Werewolves here with Mike.
Okay, that was unexpected, but that was cool. Okay, tell us a little bit about yourselves and your background.
We are a family trio. Angel Mary being my sister, Antoine Wolf is our dad. And, you know, we just grew up as kids with dad giving us instruments at a, you know, very young age. And we started taking it serious and him showing us how to play. And, you know, been playing for years just developing your craft. But it was a few years ago that we were like, hey, let's really go for it professionally. Let's just keep it within the family. You know, basically it's a family business doing what we love, music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, we got invited to participate in CMA Fest our first year, actually, and that was just through building up a following on social media networks. And Kentucky Headhunters had invited us to sign with them. And after that, we put out Cowboy, and it's just, you know, been a roller coaster, and we've just been running full speed.
Yeah, enjoying the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Running wild.
And you guys have the look. We'll have pictures with this interview on the yeah. website here. You guys have the look of just a awesome star band.
Thanks. Thank, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. You guys have a new song called Ramblin'. I hit radio this week. Have you had a chance to visit any radio stations yet to promote it? And if so, how's the feedback been so far?
Well, right now, we actually just got done recording it at Sam Phillips Studio.
Yeah, so we haven't...
So we haven't gone out because it goes out June...
Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday, okay.
But the feedback's been great. Mm-hmm. And I guess because, you know, we've already done two radio tours of Cowboy and Folsom mm-hmm. Prison Blues. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten to the point that a lot of these DJs have become our friends. Yeah. That we're just like, hey, dude, what'd you think of the song? You know, and like the feedback's been overwhelming. Though. It's all positive.
And what's really cool is when we were doing Folsom Prison Blues, when you go out on these radio tours, you know, they want to hear something acoustically done in the studio, you know, a little live thing for their audience.
Yeah.
And we had just written Ramblin' at the time, and so we thought, well, we'll just play that acoustically. And every time, hands down, the program director would say, did you guys write that? When's that coming?
We want that.
Yeah, and so... You know,
from
all
state
across
to state
the country.
To state.
Wow.
So we knew what we needed to do.
Yeah.
We
conducted a survey by mistake.
That's awesome. Okay. How would you best describe your style of music overall, just the sound of it?
It's country with an edge, right?
Yeah. You know, it's just our influences. We all love older traditional country, and we all love southern rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just what you listen to. It just pours out in your own playing. You know, so like she said, yeah, country with an edge, yeah.
Okay. What is the ultimate goal you guys hope to achieve with your music career?
World domination.
Yes, yeah, yes. Absolutely. No, we have, our vision is high, and see ourselves receiving, you know, the Grammys and the CMAs, just like we see the stars that we've grown up on, watching them receive. Like I remember watching Alabama, and the winner is Alabama. Well, the winner is Angel Mary and Tennessee Werewolves.
We're ready for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been some cool things, too, that have happened, you know, as we go along. And I know it wouldn't happen if we weren't doing good. And for John Carter Cash to want to produce Folsom Prison Blues and play on it with us. And Rob Caggiano from Ballbeat / Anthrax to come out and play guitar with us on it. And the Ramblin', the new one that we just recorded at Sam Phillips Studio in Memphis, the guitar player on it is
Kenny Olson,
which is Kid Rock's guitar player for like 12 years. So, and Keith Richards has named him as the best guitar player out there. So for people to just want to be involved and volunteer their time, be like, hey, we're into this.
Yeah, William Lee Golden,
I think it's
came
onto
out,
something,
you know, did the video with us for Folsom, Oakwood Boys, and Robert Reynolds, and Doug Phelps, and Manuel. So, I mean, other people in the business are seeing something, and it's encouraging to us because, you know, we look up to them, obviously. And for them to want to spend their time when they get off the road to be involved in like shooting our video with us, we're honored and thankful. But it's a real big vote of confidence that helps us.
It's great to be embraced by those.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment so far in your careers?
The Folsom Prison Blues recording that for me, I would say, in the Cash Cabin where the American recordings were done in the video for Hurt. That was just surreal to be able to record on the same mic as him, I'd say.
Actually, I mean, the moments come and then another moment comes, you know, and which is really cool. And the freshest moment for me was just the other day at our booth. A gentleman came up and said, hey, I'm from Wales. And I'm like, well, welcome to, you know, Tennessee and Nashville. Yeah. And he goes, and I watch your video on TV all the time there, and I love you guys. We're like, what?
Yeah, sometimes you don't know how far
I don't even know
is.
How far the reach is.
You know, for me, the biggest wow moment would have to be a Billboard magazine. You know, they had put out a July issue, and it had Florida Georgia Line on the cover as, you know, the new sound of country rock.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open it up, it said the next wave of country rock, you know, poised to go up the charge, Angel Mary and the Tennessee Werewolves, and it had our photo in it. And of course, you know, we have a publicist, but that just came from somebody discovering us. The editor saw the music video,
right,
Cowboy, and was like, who are these people? And, you know, wanted to put us in the magazine.
Wow. Yeah, that was. Yeah, remember, the funny thing about that, when that first came out, Christian and I both didn't even talk to each other. We ran out to Barnes and Noble to get a magazine. As I walk in, he's looking through it. We didn't even know we were doing it.
We're like, oh my god.
I had to give one to my mom and stuff, you know, that kind of thing.
That is really cool. Outside of music, what is something that you guys are really passionate about? You can each answer this individually, or if you guys have a shared passion.
Do you want to do one?
Something I'm really passionate about, I guess, would be natural health. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about eating organic and taking your supplements and vitamins and just living a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. Painting. I love to paint impressionism style, like more of like a Van Gogh meets Tim Burton. And I'm a geek, so I really like movies like Star Wars. I'm really excited about like Jurassic Park and Star Wars coming back with Han Solo. This is like a big thing to me, and I do love to act. So,
okay,
I would say, I mean, it's just hands down would be family. I mean, I'm passionate about family. I think it's true.
He gave the nicest.
It's not. I didn't try to give a pat answer here.
Selfish answer.
It's not a less selfish. It's just who I am. It's true. I'm passionate about family. That's why we still always have Sunday dinner. Every Sunday, Mama Wolf cooks homemade meal, and everybody comes around and has a Sunday dinner as a family, no matter how busy we are.
Yeah.
Very seldom are we not together like that. So.
So what's on the menu for tonight that you guys are having?
Well, we have our booth number 554. We got to go back there at 2:30 and sign until 4.
Yeah.
And I think
we're gonna have
some baked ziti,
chicken parmesan,
and chicken parmesan there.
Yeah, probably.
our buddy Craig Wayne Boyd, aren't we going to?
Craig Wayne Boyd. Yeah, we're gonna hang out with him after.
Okay. Yeah.
He was asking about our dinner though.
Yeah,
my dinner?
Because Sunday dinner.
Sunday dinner. So
well,
it's Sunday.
You forget what time it is.
Yeah, but CMA Fest Sunday dinner is a little different.
It is.
My dinner last night was a protein drink and a bag of beef jerky. that was my dinner.
Yeah, this week is...
I think a lot of people are eating that way this week.
Well, we just did a show in Illinois last night, and we didn't get back here until 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
We left our booth at 5 yesterday, 5 p.m., got on the bus, went to Illinois. We had to take the tour bus on a ferry.
Yeah.
Across a river.
Water.
I kid you not.
Cool.
Wow.
To get out to this big, huge fest. And it was like about 10,000 people out there in the middle of these fields. And it was a blast. And then we turned right around, came back here, got in. I got to bed about maybe 5:45 this morning.
Got it.
So,
I feel
so
nuts.
If we're a little punchy, it's because of that.
Yeah. A lot of Red Bulls this week.
Yeah.
Okay, another one for each answer individually. What is the number one item on each of your bucket list outside of music?
I want to go to France and Ireland.
Yeah. Wow. You know, all I think about is music. I'm like, well, outside of it, when's the last time I even thought that way? I don't even know.
I guess for me, I'm going to be directing a movie.
Oh, okay, I got it.
That's what's going
to
happen.
I really want to learn a second language. I'd like to be bilingual. Okay. So that is something on my bucket list. Yeah.
That's a good one.
What language are you thinking about?
You know, I've always said French because of my heritage. We're French. But honestly, I think learning Spanish makes the most sense or is the coolest because there's so many different countries that you can visit.
And use it, yep.
Right, and use it, yeah.
Okay. And did you have one?
Yeah, mine was going to Ireland and France.
Right. France, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite charity to support?
Special Olympics.
Yes, yeah. Special Olympics.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as a band?
I can be a little bit of a perfectionist at times.
You can be annoying.
And, you know, that can be a strength, and that also can be like chill. You know, just chill, man. So it's a little bit of both. Yeah.
Sometimes I say ridiculous things that don't need to be said.
And I will say that's also, yeah, it can be a positive and
sometimes
negative,
it's good and sometimes it's really, really bad, especially if you have a mic in your hand, it's even worse. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get with me, definitely.
Any kind of sibling rivalries going on at all?
Not really. That
no,
never
we're
really
like, we've
happened.
Actually yeah. always been best friends,
it's been like
to be honest.
Team. Yeah.
And we kind of get each other's weirdness or silliness or if anything's annoying yeah. each other, like, and we know how to calm each other, and
right.
I get along better with my brother than I do with the you know, just other people. And it's sad, I guess a lot of families aren't that way. You hear about a lot of people fighting, yeah. but I mean, I get like sad if he's not around, like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
Okay. That's cool too, don't feel left out. We love you.
Oh no, it's
we
all good.
Love
I don't
you.
Feel left out at all.
We love you. He's the wild one. When you ask about weaknesses, that one, where's the party animal?
No.
Where's
yeah,
where's daddy?
True.
Where's
no
daddy?
Way.
I don't know where daddy is.
No.
Yeah.
And he's over there. He's like, yeah. And you're like, okay,
saying.
We got to go. It's time to go.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Don't listen to what everybody tells
just
you and
follow
just
your
keep
heart.
Going. Keep
yeah.
going. Never give up.
Don't wait for anybody else's validation.
Yeah.
You know, believe
own
in
it.
Believe in
do
yourself.
It.
You know, yeah, own who you are. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Usually, you know, because if somebody tries to be something, they're usually way behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And lastly, if there's anything else you'd like for our readers to know about you or about your music, kind of the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, Ramblin', our next country single, hits radio nationally Tuesday, June 16th. It'll be available for download, Google Play, Pandora, Spotify, of course, iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, join the Wolf Pack.
Social
you know.
Media.
Oh, go to AMTW Music on Instagram and Twitter, and Angel Mary and the Tennessee Werewolves on Facebook and www.tennesseewerewolves.com.
Year of the Wolf.
Ow!
Ow!
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
you.
Yeah, buddy.